latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Bad news for City. Pep Guardiola has confirmed midfielder Ilkay Gundogan is set for a lengthy spell on the sidelines. The club have now confirmed he suffered cruciate knee ligament injury in Wednesday's 2-0 win against Watford. Looks set to be ruled out for at least the rest of this season. Guardiola said it's difficult for him, sad, we'll miss him a lot, it's unlucky, but that's football. We need him to feel we're there and wait and come back safe. He's going to be operated on and be back as soon as possible. Gundogan will therefore miss Sunday's home game against Arsenal, a vital game as well for City after picking up that injury. Fernando replaced him at the Etihad Stadium against Watford on Wednesday, could be included from the start this weekend, and Fernandinho serves the final game of his ban after a red card against Chelsea. Sergio Aguero is halfway through a four-match suspension though, so Guardiola must decide whether to recall Kelechi Iheanacho or stick with Nolito up front. The likes of Bakary Sagna, Leroy Sané, John Stones pushing for a recall, but Fabian Delph and Vincent Kompany are still sidelined. Kevin De Bruyne has provided a league-high 8 assists so far this season. He's currently on a 10-game goal drought, his longest run without finding the back of the net. Well, despite that, he says he's given no thought to leaving the club and he's settled to life in Manchester. The 25-year-old, who recently announced his engagement to his girlfriend, moved to the club in August 2015 on a 6-year deal for a club record of £55 million. We said, I'm really enjoying my football here, my family's happy. The important thing, I have 4.5 years left and I'm not busy thinking about anything else. He also feels they can challenge for the title. He said, we're a team who can win any game. Even before the Barcelona game, the 3-1 Champions League win, we knew it. It's not about points now, it's about points at the end of the season. Well, finally, Claudio Bravo's struggle in England resulted in speculation suggesting the Chilean international is looking for a return back to Spain. Pep Guardiola paid £17 million to Barcelona to sign him in the summer, while he managed his first clean sheet in over 2 months against Watford in the midweek. Speculation, though, saying he would like a return to La Liga. City are also believed to be looking at Benfica's Brazilian under-23 prospect Edison Moraes as a potential replacement for him.